We started in 98, but we already were running other units like a printing press, and we had a small publishing house. So I think we grew up in a very organic way.
Serge, the companion of Louisa, who was managing the Orville Press at that time, had the idea to make stationery. And to make good stationery, you have to have a nice paper. So he had the idea to start handmade paper. And we knew nothing about handmade paper. So Alain Bernard went to Chennai in a public library. He found out two books in which one there were one chapter only about handmade paper. And out of that, we started this factory. The first paper we did it in Portus. At that time, Alain and Christine were in charge of Portus. And Alain was more concerned with the food processing. So he had a big machine to make Italy paste. And one Sunday, we decided to try to make the paper with that Italy machine.
With that machine, really?
With that Italy machine. And we spent the full day, but it was not successful. So we took what we have put in the Italy machine in a mixie, and then we succeeded to make just a galette of paper.
So basically, slowly, you learned how to.
We learned here on the spot with the machine. We started with very, very small machine. Our first beater was a 2 kilo beater, very small. Now we have a 45 kg beater and a 6 kg beater. We started very small. We had the handmade paper section was big like this room, let's say 5 by 5.
Wow. That was the whole factory.
In that building, we have only that spot. And slowly, we
extended,
and then up to we get the full building.
So that the room is still there, the original room.
You can see by the floor.
Ah, okay.
You can see by the floor because the wall have been dismantled. Mm-hmm. And the press was started by Claude Harpy, and then after Serge and Louisa took back the press. Yeah, the press has printed a lot of books. Yeah. To have a printing press, if you don't work every day, you need some money to support.
Yes.
So if I remember well, it's when he had the idea to make a stationery, and by selling the stationery, the Orville paper was supposed to help the finance of the press. But Orville paper became much bigger than
the press.
Yes.
The press is still alive now?
Still functioning. The main client of the press now is Savitri Bhavan. With Shradhavan.
So you print for them?
Yes, and Sayer. And Christine, who manages the press, is also a very important part of Orville paper, because each time we publish regularly a newsletter from the, and this is Christine who do it. And when we need photo illustration or new text for advertisement, it's always Christine who does that.
Yes, that's very good. Now we're going to have...
So we are really... the press and...
And the paper, it's almost one unit in a way.
Yes, almost.
You see, to me, as I see it, it's not just... of course, it's about Orville papers, but this is also a little bit of history of Orville, how things started.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And it's very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And the way it works also, it's our way of seeing Orville.
But I wanted to say that, first of all, we came to Oroville. Then this gave us the strength and the energy to develop all this, what we have developed. We started Orville Papers because we needed to make paper, but we had no any ambition to do what we are doing now, because it's true, but we always saying that it's thanks to Orville that we can be creative, because it's a very creative place. It's an ending education, so it's a place where you have to explore, to learn. We try always to keep a place where we can create. At the same time, we have to produce, because we wanted to contribute to Orville. We are 37 at the moment workers, and 72% women, and the Orovillians, and we participate to Oroville. So this is also one of our aim, to create beauty and to be self-supporting. Because the world has changed so much, and then you have always to renew yourself. I think it's more, for me, it's more, not difficult, but more challenging now. Because you cannot just say, okay, what we have created is good and they need to last for a few years, because things are changing so fast nowadays that if you're not able to renew yourself, or to have a vision, because it's important to have a vision how to grow. I mean, it's true that we grow organically, but at the same time we have to have a vision where we go, because we cannot be passive. This is, I mean, my experience.
Yes. So now, because of the change of economy that affected...
The change of economy, and also the, like all the artisans, like everywhere in the world, is dying away. And people are not maybe ready to... They are very price conscious. They are not ready maybe to spend the money for a notebook. Maybe they spend for something else. So, this is affecting a little bit us. So what we are trying to do, I don't know if we succeed, is to give a value of what we are doing. Because of that, we start to do earrings, we are doing paper artwork, we do things which are closer to art, between brackets.
We diversify a lot.
Yeah, we diversify a lot.
We do a lot of flower, for example.
Yes. Yeah, for years we were selling very well earrings. Then we saw that, we start the flowers, now the flowers are doing well. Maybe we have to start in 2 months something else, because maybe the flowers. So but this is the world, but I mean, I think, yeah. So it's going very fast, so we have to change ourselves very fast.
You have to adapt with the economy.
Absolutely, yes. But I think in Oroville we are very much open to that, no? You have always to be disturbed if you want to keep yourself well and active and awaken. You have to be disturbed all the time.
You need some challenges.
It's intense. Yeah, it's true. You cannot say, okay...
I just wanted to talk something about the art part.
Yeah.
Like, this is definitely art. And then there is this beautiful horse, I have to say.
Yeah. So it's just in Oroville, it's a sculpture who did the structure, and then Jean-Jacques and Hervé covered with...
This is the idea, and the starting point is Michel. Who was... sculptor in the
Pyramide,
teacher in the Pyramide.
He wanted to make a gift before leaving. And he did it, we didn't know even he was doing it. And he said, this is for you, I start the work, now you have to finish.
Okay, so he actually made this.
He made the
mold.
The shape, and we did the finishing, all the finishing. Horn, air, papier mâché, I mean, all the finishing. But he did the shape.
So this is a unique piece, it's not
yet. Yeah.
Very beautiful. Did you expose it yet?
Yes.
In different places in Oroville we have.
It's the first time I see it. I'm impressed, very good. So you were saying before that you're in the process of. So you're getting some cotton from Colors of Nature.
Yes, before that we were using cotton from Tirupur, waste of T-shirt. And now we would like to have something more organic. So we went to see Jesus, and he agreed to give us white and also the waste of cloth who have been dyed into indigo, because he has a workshop where he's doing tailoring. So there is piece who fall down, and this we will. It will not be huge quantity, but it will be a small series that will be completely organic. The cotton will be organic, and the color will be organic. Sometimes we do different paper. The main production is with cotton, but sometimes we do a very small production with plants that grow in our garden: banana, papyrus, canna. We have some mulberry, and we had two volunteer Iranian, and they wanted very much to try with the milkweed. Milkweed is a plant I think we call courage.
In Oroville, the name of the mother.
Oh yeah, mother. Yeah.
Yes, and so we have made paper with those, but it's small quantity and small size. Mm-hmm. And also when we conduct a workshop, we show to people how they can make paper without machine with plants that grow in their own garden or they can get easily in the marketplace.
Wow. Really? You can make your paper in your own garden with your...
Yeah. With plants that grow in your garden, oh, yes.
That's amazing. Didn't know that.
Not all of them will give good paper, but by trying
quite nice find paper.
Quite
yeah. Nice paper.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like, one day when we have a workshop, you can come and
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I would love to.
And for us, it's very interesting because we meet a lot of interesting people. Because in our workshop, people are coming from all over India. We had some people coming from Assam, some from Bombay, some from Kerala, Karnataka, from all over the place.
They come to learn, volunteer.
They come to do the workshop. For the workshop is usually 2 days.
Oh, right.
Volunteer we have also plenty. Mm-hmm. Paper is one thing, but there is a lot of technical problems to solve. There is a lot of technical challenge.
Each new object you do, you have a new challenge. Challenge on creativity is what is interesting because we are constantly trying to not only find idea, because idea come from anybody, but trying to find way to do the things. And then it can go in production in a very simple way.
Who makes the machines for you?
We design the machine. Oui.
Yes.
And Horeca built. The old machine like a beater and things like this, it's a guy in a Mouti Alpet. But the new machine we did recently, we make the design and we ask Horeca to do it.
Okay, so it's within Oroville.
Yes.
That's also
as much as possible. Hollander beater,
the beater,
hot chopper.
Yeah.
We do also a lot of cotton mâché. We speak about cotton mâché. Normally, people say papier mâché, but as we use cotton, we call it cotton mâché to do 3D object. Because when we do paper, there is no glue in the paper. It's flat. It's by pressing you get the strands of the paper. But when you do 3D object, you can't press on all the direction. So. As the pressing is not possible, we put some glue in the pulp, and it's the glue who will do the binder for the fiber. So all the flower, many, many, many objects, the big pot there, all this.
All the 3D.
It's a cotton mâché. And we do quite a lot of it, actually. It's like a paper and cotton mâché. Yes. It's two worlds.